Okay, Daf Lamed Aleph, Shabbos is Daf, and we shall pick it up from the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Beis, Zukta Mishnah, Ezuhi Aveda. We've been talking all about Hashavas Aveda, but what is classified as an Aveda? How do you know if something is Mechuyev to return? So Matzah Chamorei Pararoyin Baderech, if you find a donkey or a cow just hanging out on the road, Ainzu Aveda. You shouldn't assume this is just lost. It could be just the guy went to the bathroom and left this thing there on the street for a moment. However, Chamor V'Kelev Afuchin, if you see that the donkey is all disheveled, his stuff is like spilling out, or Para Rotza Ben Akrumim, or the cow is running in the vineyard, which immediately seems out of place, then hare zu aveda, you can assume the thing is lost, and therefore you should return it to the owner. Hechziru ubarcha, hechziru barcha. Let's say you return the animal, then it runs away again. You should do it again. Keep on being mekayim the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim, even if it happens four or five times. Chayv lachzira, shnemer hashev teshivim, the double lashon. And the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time on today's daf talking about double lashonis. Now, lemaisa, this halacha that you have to keep re-returning the same lost object just because it was barcha, there is a Yesodius Diga Chakira from the Devar Avram, Chelik Beis Simen Ches, which clears if you return a lost object and it gets lost again, is that a new Chiyav Hashav, or is it just kind of a reawakening of that original Chiyav Hashava? So if this happens over and over and over again, are these all different mitzvahs of Hashavas Aveda, or is it one big mitzvah that you just have to keep on being Mekayim? And even though that sounds like it's only a theoretical Lamdish Chakira, the Devar Avram says it has a very practical Nafkamina. Let's say you have a Zokain Ve'ina Lefich Vaidai, so he's putter from Hashavas Aveda. But we saw from yesterday's daf that if a Zokain would begin being maschil the mitzvah, he has to complete it. He can't stop halfway. So let's say the zaken goes ahead and he returns a lost object. And now it becomes lost again, that same object. So if it's the same mitzvah, okay, he was maschil the mitzvah, now he's mechuyev. But if it's considered a new chiyev of Hashavas Aveda, so kum techois, I'll have now the patur again of zaken le'vein alfich vaydei. Continues the Mishnah. Hoya batal mesela, let's say the guy who found the Aveda is losing work because he's trying to return the Aveda. So lo yomrela, he can't say to the bal Aveda, to the guy who lost it, tein li sela, pay me that seller that I lost. Ela nice and lischarei kepoil. But the balabai should only pay him like a cheap poil, like a minimum wage, I suppose. V'im yesh shom bezdin. But let's say there is a bezdin there. There's three people there. So masnim if ne bezdin. The guy who found the aveda can now announce in front of the bezdin that I'm only willing to do this if I'm going to receive all the money that I'm losing from my lost work. So then that seems to work. Im ein shom bezdin, if there is no bezdin present, bifne miyas. Now who should he make this tenai that he wants to collect all this money that he's losing? There's nobody to say it in front of. So therefore, shalei kaidim, he has kedim, meaning his loss of money is going to come before the loss of his friend's money, and therefore he's not mechuyev to be meishev the aveda. You don't have to take a loss if you're meishev the aveda. The very fact that a guy can make a tenai on a mitzvah just brings up the Yesodius Dika Rebbe Elchanan. Rebbe Elchanan in the Kavod Tza'aris Siman Ayin Vav talks about how some mitzvahs you can make tenayim on, like Gittin and Kedushin, but some mitzvahs you can't make a tenai. I can't make a tenai on a ma'aseh shechita. It just works. And Rebbe Elchanan's yesod is whether or not is it that the person is poel the chalais, like by the Gittin and the Kedushin, and therefore he can make a shliach, he can have chazara, or is it the Maisa Atma does it. It's just I need to do the Maisa, but the Maisa itself of the Shechita is what actually tuzoif the kashrus on the animal. So I can't make a Tanai on that Maisa because I'm not the one in control. It's the Maisa that happens, but I'm just the one who does the Maisa. So even though this is not like a real Tanai, but the fact that a person can exercise a certain amount of control over the Hashavas Aveda, it feels more like the Gittin Kedushin than the Shechita. But the bottom line is the guy is not Mechuyev to lose out just to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Chashuk Echemet has a really geshmaka question over here about a busload of people going to Kivrei Tzadikim, and one guy tells the rest of the busload that he left his expensive electronic item, maybe a cell phone or something, back by the hotel, and they need to now drive back half an hour to go back to get it. And there were some people on the bus that were saying, no, going back and forth is going to cost us an hour of time, and we're going to miss out on the Kivrei Tzadikim. We're not mechuyev to do that. So the guy said, well, yes, you are. You have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You got to take care of my lost object now. So Rav Zilberstein says that he thinks that there's no real loss by not going to the Kivrei Tzadikim. That's only a loss that's of Ruchnias. And the truth is, mitzvah the Ruchnias, better to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And he writes that even the dead Tzadikim would want you to go back to the hotel to save this guy's expensive item. So whether or not that would be muskim to everybody, but that's what Rav Zilberstein's sock was. Zokta Gemara, Otukol Hani Damrina Lav Aveda Have. Why are we saying, what's an Aveda, and we pick on this particular thing? Everything is an Aveda. It's not just this donkey, this cow. So Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar, what the Mishnah is telling you is a general rule. Ezu hi klal Aveda. What's the general category of Aveda? Shuchayiv Lei, that's going to be Matzah Chamaru Pararayim Baderech. If you find these things, stam on the road, Ainzu Aveda Vle Mechayiv Ba. However, Chamar Vekel Vafuchim, if you find it all disheveled, or Paravaratza Ben Akramim, where you see this cow, which is running in the vineyard, Harezu Aveda Umechayiv. So we're learning a klal. We're not learning that these particular things are avedas. Break the Gemara, uli aylam. If you constantly see this animal grazing on the road, so we're saying it's not an aveda. It's been there for the past 6 months. No one seems to be coming to get it. It's definitely an aveda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. No, ad shleish yamim. Until 3 days, you can assume that the owner left it there intentionally. But after that, we take a say it's an aveda. Break the Gemara, yichidami. What's the matziv that you see this animal that after 3 days now you say it's an aveda? Ibalel vasa. If it's nighttime, afilu chadashat nami. It does not belong there in the middle of the night. Vibi mama. If it's during the day, safilu tuvanami lay. It could be that every day he leaves it out there and there's nothing aveda about this. The Gemara leitzricha, when do we have this shear of Gimel Yamim? That's to have a chazile bekat masa. The mitzi found it early in the morning before the sun rose. Uba chashechta. Or he saw it at night right after sunset. So in that kind of mittendicket time, so tlasa yami, I'm reading for 3 straight days. Okay, isrumi isrami levinafka. It happened to be the animal just went out at those mudna times. But tfei, if you see it more than 3 days to do this mudna activity at this mudna time, vaday avedi, then you have to say it's a shavs aveda. Tanya nami hachi, that we see this shear of 3 days, because matatals for kardim. If you find one of these kind of kalim moving to Amid Aleph, Istratia, or in a public place, Upara Rutza Benakramim, or the cow is running through the vineyard, Harezu Aveda, then it's definitely Aveda. Talos beside Goder, or Kardim beside Goder. If you find these items next to the fence, Upara Raya Benakramim, or the cow is now just grazing by the vineyard, not that he's actually running through it, although the Goyen changes the Girsa because it can't be the Krumim, because if a cow is ever in the Krumim, it's always an Aveda. The point is, Ainzu Aveda, these kinds of things are not going to be an Aveda because we can assume they were left there intentionally, right? The Talos is there by the gather, just like every shul has like the talesim outside the bathroom. You can assume that was there temporarily and it's not an aveda. However, Gimel Yamim Zecher Zeh, Harezu Aveda. If it's more than 3 days and it's going to be an aveda. Ro Mayim Shtufim Uboim. Let's say you see water that's flowing towards your friend's field. Hareza Goyder Bifneim. You should put up a wall to protect your friend's field from the water. That's actually a bigger chiddush because now you're not returning a lost object. You're saving your friend's property from impending damage. Omer Rava, L'chol Avedas Achicha, L'rabas Avedas Karka. That ribuy of L'chol is coming to include even if you lost karka. Omar lei, Rav Chananya l'Rava, Tanya de Masayei Elach. I got a brisa that seems to bring a riot to you that will say, Hashav Zaveda on karka. Because Ro Mayim Shtufin Uboim Hariza Goyder Bifneihem. That's what we just read. So Omar lei, Rava says, I got to be intellectually honest. I don't think you have a riot from that brisa. Because Yimushim Holei Tesayi. Why? Hacham Amayaskin Diko Oimrim. It could be that that field is not about the field. It's not about the karka. It's about those cut sheaves that are on the karka. But Frak the Gemara Yi Diko Oimrim Maila Maimer. Then what would have been the Chiddush? Then it's just regular stuff that you're going to lose. Oh, because Le Tzricha, Isle Oimrim, it could be that those bundles, they're standard, they're still connected to the ground because they want to dry out. So it might be considered like it's still part of the ground. So it's not. So Rav is saying, I really hold that there is a Shavas Aveda by Karka, but you can't really bring me a Raya from this Brisa because the Brisa could be talking about the Oimrim. Now, what's the Hafamina that Karka you wouldn't have a Shavas Aveda? You could just say it's because not daima to the examples given by the Torah of a Shavas Aveda. But there is a more of a Lundish idea from the Evan Ozel in Hilchas Gzela that says, just like Karka's in an zealous because it never leaves your rishus, so this really can't technically be an aveda because it never leaves your rishus. Reminiscent of the Roshitas Ramban that you can't be miyayish on a davrusha that's still brishuscha. And that's only in the world of havamina. Lamaisa, we do say there's a shavas aveda by karka. Another idea potentially you could say based on the chinuch in mitzvah tov kuf lamed ches that says the whole idea of a shavas aveda is for societal benefit because people forget things. But you don't forget your karka. It's not lost from you. So it could be a havamina that there may have not been a shavas aveda by karka. Komashmulan that there would be. But one thing is klar, that a person is mechuyev min ha-Torah to help prevent a loss of his chaver. If you listen to the Daf B'Halacha Shir from Reb Shragi Kalas on all daf, he lists all kinds of practical examples. If you're walking by and you see a light on in a car, so you know tomorrow morning the battery will be dead. It's going to cause a person time and hefsid. You're mechuyev min ha-Torah to do something about it. If a person doesn't do something about it, they're over this lav, and the only reason why they wouldn't be chayev to pay the cash for the actual hefsid is because of grama. But that doesn't mean you're off the hook. Midine Shemaim, you're mechuyev the mammon as well. Or let's say you're the last one to leave the base medrash at night, assuming that there is a hakpada, you have to turn off the lights. Otherwise, you're really chayiv. And people like to talk about Baal Tashchis, but the real isser over here is Hashavas Aveda, which applies to prevention of somebody else's loss. Next part of the Mishnah, Matzah Chamar Upara. If you find this Chamar or this cow that is stam on the road, it's not considered an Aveda. But if you see it in a way that indicates that it was lost, then you're mechuyev to return it. So Hagufa Kasha. L'chari, the Mishnah itself has a stirim minei obey. Amrit Matzah Chamar Upara Royin Baderech. It's an Aveda because it was left there on purpose. Mashma Royin Baderech Hudaloi Have Aveda. Harotza Baderech. But if it's running, V'roya Ben Hakramim. Or if it's grazing in a kerem, Have Aveda. But Ema Seifa, the Seifa of that same Mishnah, the Seifa of our Mishnah seems to say Fakert because Chamar V'Kelev Shfuchim if you see the kalim by the chamor is overturned? Upar Ratzah ben Akramim and the cow is running through the vineyard. Harei zu aveda. Sounds like Ratzah ben Akramim hu dehavi aveda. However, ha Ratzah baderech v'raya ben Akramim. If it's running on the road or it's only raya grazing in the kerem, then ein zu aveda. So which way can we be medayik? The Gemara is going to give us machlekes Abaye and Rava. Omar Abaye yagid el avreyo. The pasuk in Yev says that the thunder will tell us about it, meaning one case is going to be mefarish and explain the other case. And this is how Abaye reads it. Tana raya baderech deloy havi aveda. If it's grazing by the road, it's not considered an aveda. V'hu hadin l'raya ben akramim. And likewise, tana ratza ben akramim d'havi aveda. That if it's running in the kerem, it is considered aveda. V'hu hadin l'ratza baderech. It's also the same thing when it's running on the road. Basically, if it's grazing, it's not considered an aveda, and if it's running, it will be considered an aveda. Amalei Rava. Rava says no. E yagid l'avreo. If it's like the way you want to learn it, that one part of the mission is telling you what the other part of the mission is saying, then listen kilsa. Then the mission should have said the more kula dika case for kol shekin chamirta, and therefore we can certainly make the more chamer dika case because the Tana always wants to say the bigger chiddush. So listen rotza baderech to have aveda. The mission should tell us that when the animal is running by the road, it's certainly aveda for kol shekin rotza ben akramim, and therefore certainly if you put it in the kerem, which is more mudna, it will certainly be an aveda. The listen raya ben akramim deloy have aveda, and likewise the mission should have told us that if it's only being raya in the kerem, it's not considered an aveda for kol shekin raya baderech. It's not considered an aveda. Elamarava, that can't be the pshat. What's going on here in the mission is rotza arotza leikasha. There is no steer from running because it depends. Hada apa lagabe davra. Where is it in aveda? It's when the animal is running towards the wilderness, the davra, away from the bailam. Hada apa lagabe masa. But when it's running, but it's running towards the city, which is where the owner lives, then it will not be an aveda. Raya araya nami leikasha. Also, the grazing is not a steer because kan ba'avedas gufa, where the animal itself is what's in question, kan ba'avedas karka, where we're concerned about the hezek that would happen to the ground. Because kiktani raya baderech lo havi aveda, where the Mishnah said that the raya baderech is not an aveda, which is mashma ha'raya ben hakramim havi aveda, that's ba'avedas karka. That's where we're worried about the kerem getting destroyed. You know, it's like the proverbial bull in the china shop. So you gotta save the animal, not because of the animal, but because of the kerem. And therefore the aveda is the kerem. V'chikitani ratza ben akramim havi aveda. Where did the Mishnah say that when the animal is running through the vineyard, it's considered an aveda? Haroya ben akramim loy havi aveda. That's b'avedas gufa. That's where the animal is the aveda in question. Deratzim ben hakramim misavka. Because if it's running through the kerem, the animal is going to become injured. But v'roya ben akramim, if it's only grazing in the vineyard, loy misakva, won't become injured. In fact, the Gemara v'roya ben hakramim nihid delay masavka. If you tell me the animal's not going to come injured, but typically mishum avedas karka. But you're always going to have lachera. The vineyard's certainly going to get trampled, so the vineyard is going to always be a problem. So why don't you have to just remove it alt that? And for the Gemara b'dikusi, we're talking about where you're not mechuyev to worry about the karam because it's owned by gayim. But typically mishum avedas gufa, but maybe we should be worried about the actual animal because dilma dekatula, because this gayish owner is going to take out a shotgun and blow the head off this animal. So you should have to worry about the animal not because the animal's going to injure itself, but because it will be injured by the owner. This is ba'asru de masru. We're talking about a kind of a locale where they would warn the owners before they would just kill the animals that were on their land. V'hadar katli, and then they would only kill the animal afterwards. Maybe we're already talking about where the kusi already warned the owner. Therefore, you should be chayshish that if you don't remove this animal from the guy's karam, the animal's going to get its head blown off. And for the gemara, id asruba, if you're telling me the owner of this animal was already warned not to have his animal grazing in the kusi's vineyard, v'loy is daruba, then vade aveda midasi. So therefore, you're no longer mechuyev to worry about it because obviously the owner doesn't care. He's not makbid. It's an aveda midas, in which case you're not mechuyev to be meshiv. All right, the mission said hechziru barcha, hechziru barcha. You always have to be meshiv in aveda over and over and over again, like we spoke out from the Dvar of Ram. It's a shiloh whether that's a new mitzvah each time or it's the original mitzvah. Omar lehahu midirabanan lirava. The pasuk says hashev chadazimna. You got to return it once. To shivaim, the double lashon is trezimni. But that double lashon only implies you have to return it a second time. So how does the Mishnah know that you return it four or five times, meaning endless times? Omar le Rava says back, because hashev afilu kufpa memashma. You got to return it even 100 times, endless amounts of time. And that even comes from the first word of hashev. Hashev alein is already mashma, endless times. Teshivim, the double lashon of teshivim, is ainli el lebesai. I know from the pasuk I have to return the aveda back to the baal aveda's house. Ober leginosu l'churvosu minayin. How do I know that if I put it on his property, I'm also mekayim the mitzvah? Talmud lemer, teshivim mikol makam. So it broadens the definition of what hashava means, even to his property. Okay, that's how Rava understands the double lashon. Hashev means returning it endlessly. To shivim means to anywhere in the property. So hey chidami, idem intera, if you're telling me this backyard that you want to put it in is protected, it's fenced in, it's careful, so then pshita, first you could return it there, then you are returning it to his home. And idem intera, and if it's an unsafe location you're returning it, then am I, then why is that okay? You didn't really return it properly. So I think marli olim de mintra, you did put it back in a safe place. Even if he doesn't know you put it there, I just put it in his backyard, I am a kayim the mitzvah, and I'm done with my responsibilities with it. The Torah allowed many different kinds of returnings. One of those returnings is when the owner does not know about it. Now that we finished talking about the double lashon of Hashav to Shivim, we're going to talk about, for the rest of today's daf, double lashonis and what we learned from them. Shaleach to Shalach. You have to send away the mother bird by the Shiluch HaKein. So Shaleach is Chadazimna. To Shalach, Trei Zimni. So that means you have to send away the mother bird if it comes back a second time. How do you know that you can do it again and again? We know the halacha is from the Mishnah in Chulin that you have to do it four or five times or as many times as the mother comes back. Amar Le Rava says, Shaleach, in the same way. Tishalach? That's a totally different drasha. Ainli elo ledvar rishus, but ledvar mitzvah minayin. How do you know that if you need this mother bird for like taras mitzayra or for another mitzvah? Talmud lomer tishalach mikol makom, that you're still mechuyav to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. This is where the Pischei Tshuva brings a raya from here, that even if you don't take the eggs, you're still going to be mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Right? Tishalach, let's say I don't really want eggs, but I just want the brachas that I'm going to get from the mitzvah shiluach hakein. But you see from here, if you're doing it over and over again, clearly the eggs were never taken, so you see that there's still a mitzvah here. Amar lehahu midrabban larava ve'ema hechiach chadazimna. If he says by hechiach techiach, the word hechiach tells you to do it one time. Techiach is trei zimni, and you should only do it two times. So it sounds like if the guy who you're trying to give techacha to wants to do it a third time, you're not mechayev to do anything. Amar lerava says back to him, no, hechiach, the word hechiach afilu kuf pame mashma, is mechayev you to give techacha even 100 times, endless times. Techiach, the second double lashon of the pasuk, is telling you in Talmud, but Talmud l'Rav Minayin. How do you know that if a Talmud appropriately gives teichacha to a Rebbe, that's Talmud l'Omer hechiach teichiach mikol makom, even in that case. Azev tazev imay. This is the halacha of helping the owner of the donkey that collapsed under the weight of its peklach. Ainli ela balav imay. That's only where the bialim is sitting there alongside of his donkey. Shein balav imay. Let's see, you just see the donkey by itself where there's no bialim. How do you know Minayin? Taimer l'Omer azev tazev mikol makom. Next, hakim tukim imay. This is talking about the mitzvah of te'ina, of actually loading onto the animal. So, ainli ela balav imay. She'ein balav imay minayin. How do I know that even if I find the animal by itself, I still have a mitzvah to load it up? Tamar leimer hakim tukim mikol makay. V'lamalei l'michtav prika, v'lamalei l'michtav te'ina. Why do I need both? Because the way Rashi learns, it's all mum in Yisrael, so take care of your friend's money. Why do I need to have one mitzvah of te'ina, one mitzvah of prika? So, I think mar tzrichi, dikas v'rachmana prika, unloading, hava mina mishum di'ika tzar balechayim. Di'ika chisar and kiss. You got both aspects. Aval te'ina, just loading up the animal, delav tzar balechayim. You could, right now the animal's not suffering at all, and also there's no loss right now if you don't help. And the way some Achranim explain this is that it's not as much of a loss. If I would have only had the mitzvah of loading on the animal, that's because there's a machlegis tanayim where some tanayim hold you actually have to pay for this service. I will preke to bechinim, but unloading, which is done for free, maybe I would think that there is no chiyav that I should have to work for free. Tzricha, therefore, the Torah tells me both halachas of te'ina and preke. Ula Rabbi Shimon, who we're going to introduce more tomorrow, domer af te'ina bechinim, that everything is done for free. Ma'ika lememar. Ula Rabbi Shimon, lemisayim yikra. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not muchach which one of these different psukim is talking about preke or te'ina anyway. Therefore, you don't really have the kasha to begin with of why do we need both? Because I don't know which one each one's talking about. Break the Gemara. Lama li l'michtav hani tarti. Why does the Torah need to give me both te'in and prika? The lama li l'michtav aveda. L'chair, it's the same kasha that they're all azharas mamon Yisrael, zakrashi. They're all just watch out for your friend's money. So why do I need different mitzvahs? Tricha, because the ikos of rachman hani tarti mishum tzara de mori isa, because if you don't help out, you're going to be giving tzara to the owner, and tzara dida isa, and there's also going to be pain and suffering for the animal. Avala veda, tzara de mori isa, tzara dida lesa, there is no pain and tzara for the actual animal that's lost. Emaloi, maybe I would think there would be no mitzvah. Viash min aveda, if I would have only known the mitzvah of aveda, mishum de lesa lamar ba'adei, because there's no owner along with it, and therefore he can't get it by himself. So there's more of a svar to say that you have to help the owner because he's not there. Turning over to Amud Beis, Avalhani Tarti, by Te'ina and Prika, De Isa Lamar Ba'adei, Emaloi, let him do it himself. He's there, he can do his own work. So Tzricha, therefore the Torah has both the mitzvahs, Te'ina and Prika, and Aveda. More double lashinus, Mais Yumas Hamaket. So if a guy is a Retzeach, you got to execute him and kill him. Now, Ainli Elab Misa Aksuvaboy, that's only with a Misa that was prescribed, which is Saif, cutting off his head. Minayin Shem I Ata Yochel HaMisa B'Misa Aksuvaboy, let's say you can't execute him in the way the Torah said you should kill him. Sha'ata Roshay LaMisa B'Chomishat Sha'ata Yochel HaMisa. You can kill him any way you can. And there's a very exciting Rashi that paints a picture over here of a guy who's Mechuyav Misa with Saif, and he jumps on a boat, and he's paddling away, and the only way I can do it is shoot a torpedo and sink his boat, or fire missiles at him. Zuck Rashi, that's what you should do. Talmud Leimer, Mois, you must be called Malkum, kill him any way you can. Now, Haketake, which is talking about an Irani Dachas, where Rav of the city is doing a Vaidazar. So you also have the double Lushan, because you have this double Lushan that you have to Haketake, to smite them. Ainli Elab Hakak Suva Bohen, only with the Saif that the Torah talks. Nayan Shim E Ati Yochel Amisin Bahakak Suva Bohen, Shata Roshay Lakais and Bacholakosh Ati Yochel. You can kill him any way you can. Talmud Leimer, Haketake, Mikol Malkum, that you could Takabi Maka with any hakah because of the hakataka. So the double lashon of hakataka tells us you could taka sakim with a raka and you taka makayim hakataka. Hoshev teshivim. This is returning the mashkain back to somebody who owed the money. Ainli elosh mishkan b'rishus bezdin. That's only if the malva took this mashkain with rishus from bezdin. Mishkan shalay b'rishus bezdin minayin. How do you know that the pasuk is even extended to an illegally taken mashkain? Talmud lemer hoshev teshivim mikol makayim. Chavoyel tachboyel. This is also about a mashkain. Ainli elosh mishkan b'rishus. Mishkan shalay b'rishus minayin. Talmud lemer chavoyel tachboyel mikol makayim. You got to return all the mishkainis even if it was done without rishus of bezdin. V'hani trei korei lomali lachar. It's the same thing because chadlik sus yaim, chadlik sus laila. We're assuming the mashkin is you took his, one could be you took his regular clothes and the other one you took his pajamas. Or you took his pajamas. Pasoyach tiftach. You always have to give tzedakah. Double loshen. Ainli ela la'aniya yercha. La'aniya yercha cheres minayin. Talmud lemer pasoyach tiftach. Mikol makom. You should always give out tzedakah whether they live in your town or not. Nasein titain. More about tzedakah. Ainli ela b'matana maruba. Matana muetas minayin. How do you know that you even have a mitzvah to give a small amount of money in a pushka? Talmud lemer nasein titain. Mikol makom. Hanik tanik. This is the severance package that you give to the eved every when he is freed. Ainli elosh nizbarech habayis biglaloi. There's an idea that you might only have to give the hanaka if the house was nizbarech because of this eved. So then manikim loy nizbarech habayis biglaloi minayin. Talmud lemer hanak tanik mikol makom. You always have to give him the hanaka. Ulur belozer ben azaria omer nizbarech habayis biglaloi manikin loy nizbarech habayis biglaloi ain manikin tanik lamali. So according to belozer ben azaria who taka does make a toli on this bracha, what are you going to say? And for the gemara dibur tarik loshim bnei adam. Okay, so you don't have any drasha for the double loshim because that's the way people talk. Now this is really funny because we just went through a whole bunch of drushes trying to figure out what the double lashon is, and if you just can say dibur tarik lashon bnei adam, then what's the whole gemara doing until now? And as a frak taisvis, so taisvis basically says that we want to avoid trying to say dibur tarik lashon bnei adam as much as we can. So if there's a mashmais in the pasuk that implies it, fine. But if not, we'll make that drasha. Zok, the last one, habe tabi tenu, that you're supposed to lend money. Ainli elish ain leve ain rights lisparnis. I might have thought without this double lashon that you only have to give it to somebody who doesn't have their own money and they don't want to get the money from somebody else. Amrachmana tain loy, derech havas. Then you should lend them the money because they don't want to take a handout, so you lend them the money. Yeshle, let's say he has his own money. Vaina rights lisparnis, but he doesn't want to support himself with this money. He'd rather use Yenim's geld. You could hear that, like, you're not going to lend such a guy. So, Minayin, how do you know that even him you are supposed to lend? Talmud lemer, tavi tenu, you should lend him, Mikol Makom. Ul Rabbi Shimon, Omer Yeshle, ve'ena rights lisparnis. If a guy actually has his own money, but he just doesn't want to use it, so he'd rather borrow money from you, then ain't his kakalai. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no mechayv to lend. Tavi tenu lamali. The Gemara, again, Dibra Torah, Kaloshin b'nei Adam. And we're going to stop here and pick it up next time.